This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are going to stay with healthcare. Cuts to Medicaid spending wouldn't just affect states like Ohio, but also people with disabilities, their families, and their healthcare providers. There are thousands of long-term care facilities here in the United States, and many of them go unnoticed. But they play a big role in providing care. What would policy changes mean for these small hospitals? We sent our producer Eliza Mills to a pediatric skilled nursing facility in California to talk with the owners there.
If you didn't know what to look for, you might drive right by Totally Kids Sun Valley Specialty Healthcare without noticing. Totally Kids Sun Valley is a small hospital in Sun Valley, a neighborhood 17 miles north of Los Angeles. It's tucked away in a residential neighborhood full of ranch-style homes and small farms. It shares a parking lot with a church. Down the street in one direction is an elementary school. In the other direction, a Chevron station. Michelle Nidem, who owns the hospital with her husband, Bob Nidem, says that Totally Kids Sun Valley and hospitals like it are almost invisible.
I do think there's a layer that goes unseen, and I think that people want it to go unseen because it's hard to look at. I don't think we all want to think of ourselves as getting old and being in a SNF.
SNF, as in skilled nursing facility, that includes nursing homes, rehab centers, and small hospitals like this one.
I think that here, people don't want to think of their kids as being in a pediatric subacute.
Subacute is basically one level down from the intensive care unit. Kids here need 24-hour care.
It's easier to look away, and I think people want to look away. I think even being here, you want to look away sometimes. It's very painful.
There are 45 children living at Totally Kids Sun Valley, ranging in age from a few months old to 21 years old. Patients are dealing with a wide range of medical issues. There are premature babies, kids who've been in near drownings or car accidents, victims of gun violence. The hospital has 220 skilled staff to provide care, and it's around the clock. Here's what it sounds like in a typical room of the hospital. Those are the machines that keep the kids here alive. Patients at Totally Kids Sun Valley use ventilators to breathe. They're also hooked up to pulse monitors, feeding tubes, and in some cases, dialysis machines. Running a small business in healthcare can be a challenge. Here's how the Nidems describe it.
In a small business, it's obviously trying to run the business, make money so you can pay your staff well and provide good care. But it's also caring for the kids, emotionally caring for the kids. And sometimes it's an internal conflict to provide the quality of care and have a budget. We get paid through insurance, private insurance, and after a time, the insurance falls away and we are on Medi-Cal. We work with the very fragile kids. And so it's a balancing act at best. I always tell people who come in here, this is not a place that you want to visit, but if you need it, we are very good and we can help you.
Well, we spend money on first and foremost is our staff. I mean, that's our most important resource. And so a majority of the funds are going right back into the people caring for the kids. In terms of the facility, we have to be up and running all the time. Since kids are on ventilators and respirators, this can never shut down. A lot of these facilities are on a straight medical model. They're really meeting the kids' medical needs. And we're really on a whole person model. We want to make sure these kids have an entire circle of life. So we want them to have great leisure activities. We want them to have good rehab. You know, we want them to have a normal life as possible.
The patient budget that comes from Medi-Cal is about 95%, because in the state of California, we take private pay insurance, but after, it depends on your insurance, after 120 days or so, all private pay stops and it moves to Medi-Cal.
I've been on and off surfing the net anxiously, really. And I was just looking at these statistics this morning that Medicare contributes to 64% of patients in skilled nursing facilities across the country. And they really want to cut back on that now. And over the next 10 years, it would go down significantly to where the burden would go even more in the states. And in a state like California, we're fortunate, but we use a lot of our own operating budget here in the state of California to fund Medi-Cal already. It's got to come from somewhere, and I don't know where that is.
What would happen to a place like Totally Kids without Medi-Cal is it wouldn't exist. And so what happens is now you've got the kids that we take care of going back into the NICU or the ICU. And so what you've got then is a cost that's five times more than what it is here. You've got the NIC units, ICU units full. I don't know what they do with kids that really need high level of care. In addition, we're a community here. We've got families that come in. The families know each other. They build on relationships, and the families in our situation need a community to help just live through the everyday life.
What happens also, to build on what Michelle's saying, what happens to those 220 staff on another level is their relationships with those children. I mean, we have really loyal, dedicated staff, and I'd love to say it's us, but it's really the kids that they're dedicated and loyal to. And if they took away Medi-Cal, these facilities won't be around.
That was Bob Nidham, along with his wife, Michelle Nidham, sharing their thoughts on what changes to healthcare policy could mean for their small facility just outside Los Angeles. And if you have stories about your healthcare and what it's costing you, get in touch. You can reach us via email, we're weekend@marketplace.org, or leave us a voicemail, 1-800-648-5114, and we'll call you back.